Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He works with Andy on the Browns pregame show. He works with me on the postgame show. He's our buddy Tyvus Powell.
Hi, Tyvus. Tyvus.
Hello, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Oh, sunshine and rainbows. Folks are really happy and optimistic about the upward trajectory of this football team.
And Andy has a jumbo-sized bingo card today.
Yes.
And they've all been scratched off already.
In case you were playing along and you say any of these names, they will be in there. Vrabel, Flacco, Baker, 64-game Texans, DeSean Jackson, Schwartz, Jacoby Brissett, things you learn in science class, Mahomes and Kareem.
All of those. Been that kind of a day.
We're splitting atoms at one point. That's the things from science class.
Let me ask you a specific question. We've talked about this. We touched on it yesterday. I double-checked some things. According to my calculations, I think I've got it right. In four games so far, the Browns offense has scored six touchdowns. Three of those came on the first time they touched the ball. So half of their six touchdowns, the first time they touched the ball, their first possession. That means there are a lot of possessions without a whole lot of touchdowns. How can a team be so good the first time they have the ball and then not be able to either adjust or call things that work as frequently the rest of the time?
Well, due to the fact, it's a lot of things that go into that. Obviously, you know, it's a lot of scheming up, you know, a lot of seeing what they like to do, and it's a fill-out process in their first drive, and that's why you see a ton of success in that. And on top of all of those things, over the course of a game, guys get fatigued, guys get hurt, but in their first drive, guys are 100% healthy, they're ready to go, they know their assignments, they're locked in, you know, their emotions is not over the best of them. All of those things do play a factor. And I do think that we just have to do a better job of being able to readjust to the adjustment that other teams have made, which, like I say, I thought he did a decent job of that. I think it was a point in time where, you know, the line started to break down a lot and the Raiders' defense stepped up and made some plays. I mean, I know that people don't want to hear that because the Raiders are not supposed to be this good team, but I thought they stepped up and made some really good plays overall. I still think the biggest miss is the Juan Jones holding or not picking up that block for Amari Cooper's touchdown. I think that would have been huge. I thought that was a beautifully designed, schemed-up play that didn't happen. So it's not that they can't score. It's just things happen over the course of the game that cause them to not to score when they do make adjustments to the adjustment that the other team has made.
Hmm. Did you think that was a hold, by the way?
No, I didn't actually. I actually thought that was kind of like what you're supposed to do. I feel like they always let you get a little thing. I think Myles Garrett get done way worse than that on a day-to-day basis, on a game-to-game basis.
Good point.
It don't get called. So, yeah, I didn't think that one was an egregious hold.
Okay. What do you do with the quarterback? Scott Petrak was with us who writes for the Chronicle-Telegram, and I asked him about the offense and everything else, and are they trying to tailor an offense for DeSean, a square peg round hole with the rest of the team? And I thought he made a point that it's valid. Is force enough time? Don't you have to give an offense time to work? Is that valid, Tyvus?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's a lot of things that went into this. Obviously, we talked about it a little bit on the pregame or on the postgame show. You know, when you don't do preseason, when you don't practice all the time, like, you're behind the eight ball, and these guys are still trying to figure things out. And you can at least say that DeSean has looked better each game that he's been out there. I think that is something that people can agree upon. No, it's not been perfect, but he has looked better. And the thing about it is, if they really did install a new offense, I know a lot of people look at, like, Baltimore, and a lot of people look at all these other teams that get these new OCs, and it just click. It doesn't always work like that. It usually it takes some time for it to all gel together. And to me, you know, it's at least it's headed up to me. Like, I don't think it's like one of those things where I'm like, this thing needs to be scrapped, because I do think it was plays that was made. It was plays that could have been made, you know, where I was like, okay, I can see at least some positivity in the offense. I'm hoping now that we hit the quarter part, because They didn't play in the preseason. The preseason is 3 games, but let's say that it was 4. They just got out of the preseason. So I'm hoping from here on out there's better execution. I know that it's a lot of health concerns with guys, especially on the offensive line, getting banged up. But now that they play 4 games together, they know what it is. They have a feel for each other. It should look better. The only thing that bothers me is still the run game. I think that was what was the difference between the Raiders and us yesterday? They found success in the run game. And obviously the team that finds the success in the run game usually goes on to win. And that was something that we didn't have yesterday.
Tyvus, what should the coaching staff be responsible for? I mean, it's easy for me to say, can you blame the coaching staff? But tell me what ultimately they are responsible for on game day.
Oh, game day, they are responsible because they should make sure that their guys are 100% ready. There should be nothing that happens on the course of that field that players should be like, oh my God, what is this? Or they don't know how to respond to it. They don't have an answer to it. Even if it was foreign, they should be able to draw something up on the sideline and make sure that these guys are able to adjust and be able to handle those things. That is the job of a coach, to make sure that everybody at least is prepared for game day duties. It's also their job to make sure that they get everybody's morale up. Even when things aren't going great, you know, usually it's a coach. But obviously players do it more majority of the time, but those coordinators usually get guys going. They usually say something to motivate the whole team and get them going, head coaches as well. As far as, you know, timeouts and clock management, that goes on the head coach, and he should know those things. So, you know, I do fault him a little bit for, you know, the mishap at the end of the game, letting the clock run down, then trying to do a hard snap and then calling the timeout. That was kind of – I didn't like that either. So I kind of blamed him for that.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. And Tyvus, former NFL defensive back, Ohio State Buckeye, Bedford Bearcat. The defense has not been locked down, top-notch, shut down big time. But it hasn't been bad. Well, is there an issue, or is it just a work in progress?
The thing is, it shouldn't be a work in progress, because when you decide to run it back, you know, you have chemistry with these guys. These guys know it's not like it's a new defense. They know everything that goes into being successful. You know, when I look at this defense, the only issue that I have with it is, to me, it feels like they thought they arrived. Like, they thought that last year was, oh, yeah, last year we had all this success, so we just going to redo it again, and it's going to be the same thing. We ain't got to put in that much work. And that's not the case. Everybody knows that it's hard for it to be a number one defense multiple years in a row, you know. And right now it's looking like the anomaly. Like, don't get me wrong, they're playing good defense, and they're keeping points off the board. But I just don't see the takeaways. I don't see the sacks. I don't see that aggressiveness like I did last year, and that's the thing that I think is missing. You know, you see they get a turnover yesterday, and it changed the whole trajectory of the game. That team looked like it was going nowhere up until that fumble happened. And once that fumble happened, you see everybody the energy got high. Everybody started to try to make plays, because that's what you get when you got a defense, you know, that's making plays. And I think that if you look at this year and look at last year, I think that's the one key thing that's missing. Don't get me wrong, I know Myles Garrett is hurt. Myles Garrett is out there on, like, no feet. He's playing with no feet right now. He's the only person getting sacks. I think they had 2 sacks on the game, both from him, and he's only playing, like, 20 snaps out of, like, 60. So, like, that to me is alarming, that a guy that nobody else has stepped up to be able to make plays out, and you got to depend on a guy who's probably at, what, 80%? Like, that to me is alarming.
At what point do you start thinking, maybe I should trade somebody?
Well, I'm going to give you the Cleveland Browns answer. We're always looking to see what we can do to
upgrade. Good answer.
They're always going to look to see what they're supposed to do to upgrade this team. So, you know, the thing is, you know, you look at the market, you see what you can get, you see what it takes to get certain upgrades. But it's not going to be cheap at all. Obviously, it's going to cost you something big. And, you know, they want to stock draft capital. I mean, they finally got their first round pick back, so they were really looking forward to, you know, having a successful draft this year. But if you got a guy, and first of all, you're at the point right now where it's almost at that point to where you're going to either punt on this season or you're going to go for it. And you're going to lose the locker room if you continue to go, like, 1-5. Like, you can lose an entire locker room over that. So right now you're 1-3. You got to try to make some magic happen over these next courses of games to try to keep everybody interested, because if they check out, it's nothing you can do. So I think that, yeah, you got to find a way to try to bring some spark back into that locker room. Even though I think those guys are motivated, I don't think that's the case. I just think it's execution and it's consistency. But you got to keep those guys motivated in some way, and maybe a trade might be what it is.
Okay. There's motivation for you. Tyvus, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tyvus.
Go Browns. And you know what? The Buckeyes are doing well, so always go Bucks.
There you go. Thanks, bud.
See
you. Talk to you next week. Tyvus Powell joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.